Nobel Peace Laureate Maria Corina Machado today vowed to continue her political pursuit to create democracy in Venezuela. This week, after a year and a half isolated and alone, she braved an arduous journey to accept the Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway. Nick Schifrin speaks now with the man who helped her escape a Venezuelan government that's been hunting her for a year and a half.
An icon and an iconic moment. Maria Corina Machado, isolated and in hiding for more than a year, reaching for and embraced by supporters this week in Oslo. Hugs for someone who says she hasn't been hugged for 16 months. Her journey from solitude to overwhelming support risked her life and the lives of an entire team.
How difficult was it to extract her from Venezuela and get her to Oslo?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was about 106.
Brian Stern is an Army and Navy veteran and chairman and founder of Grey Bull Rescue, who organized her extraction.
We've broken people out of jail from Russia. We've done hostages from Gaza. We've done all kinds of things. But the reality is we've never extracted someone, rescued someone, or evacuated someone that has a Wikipedia page.
The first challenge, moving Venezuela's most famous woman, who hasn't been seen in public since the middle of 2024.
She's the second most popular person after Nicolas Maduro, with billboards with her face on it. And, you know, she has rock star level status, you know, in the country. So to mitigate that risk, lots of things were done to conceal her movement and her identity and her signature, both physically, digitally, and in other ways.
That was the first step, getting her overland through military checkpoints from her hiding point to the coast.
From there, she got on a boat, and that boat was not what most people think. It was a very small boat. In the dead of night, she embarked on boat one to a rally point in the middle of the sea, where she was met by boat two, also in the middle of the sea. The conditions were very rough, very cold, very wet, not fun at all.
Stern says that more than 150-mile journey was the most dangerous, from the Venezuelan coast to the Dutch island Curaçao. Throughout, he stayed in touch with the U.S. military, which has been targeting boats in the Caribbean.
I lifted her from boat one into boat two, personally, with my own hands. She was amazing in every way. She was already my hero, and now she's more so. We talked about her family and her. She was so excited to see her children for the first time in 2 years and things like that. So, you know, yes, she's an international figure and all those things, but she's also a mom.
I am here on behalf of my mother.
A mother of three, including Ana Corina Sosa, who accepted her mother's Nobel Peace Prize. She and the entire family sacrificed to get to this day.
And she married, I wasn't with her, and my son just married, and I wasn't with him. So it gives me a big sense of guilt.
Machado spoke to the BBC in Oslo.
For over 16 months, I haven't been able to hug or touch anyone. So it certainly has been a very profound sentiment, suddenly in a matter of a few hours, to be able to see the people I love most. Leaving Venezuela today, in these circumstances, is very, very dangerous. So I just want to say today that I'm here because many men and women risked their lives in order for me to arrive in Oslo.
Was this a U.S. government mission?
No, not at all. This was not a U.S. government mission. We have not been paid by the U.S. government. We haven't even gotten a thank you note from the U.S. government.
But Maria Corina thanks them. And now, even though reunited with her family, she vows to return to Venezuela, although Stern isn't so sure.
Marie and I spoke about this briefly, and I told her, don't go. the world needs her safe in one piece. There's no glory in being arrested and being a martyr. There's none. But she's so resolute and so filled with passion for her people that she's unstoppable.
And whatever her next step may be to bring democracy to Venezuela, she will now take as a Nobel laureate. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.